With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. As part of a campaign promise, Governor Gavin Newsom released his 2018 tax returns Friday. The documents show he and his wife earned more than $1.2 million that year. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
The tax returns are from Newsom's final year as lieutenant governor. In addition to his state salary, he reported more than $800,000 in earnings from his businesses that manage upscale wineries, hotels, and restaurants around the state. Newsom put the companies in a blind trust before he was sworn in as governor last year. The couple paid nearly $500,000 in state and federal income taxes in 2018. They reported $25,000 in charitable donations. As a candidate for governor, Newsom released 6 years of tax documents and pledged to keep that going if he was elected. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Blood banks throughout the nation are urging healthy people to give. There's concern the spread of coronavirus may reduce the number of donors. Dr. Ralph Vassallo is the chief medical and scientific officer at Vitalant, a nonprofit organization that collects blood and provides blood products and services throughout the United States. He says there's no inherent risk of getting coronavirus from the donation procedure itself, and they're taking precautions to minimize the risk of infection.
We're using gloves and personal protective equipment. We're wiping down high-touch areas after every collection, using single-use collection sets for every donation, and a careful 30-second arm scrub.
Vassallo says blood drives are critical to maintain the supply. He says people who have traveled to countries with sustained transmission in the last 28 days are in close contact with known or suspected patients, or are feeling sick are excluded from the donation process. The nation's largest electronic cigarette company, Juul Labs, donated tens of thousands of dollars to the campaigns of state attorneys general. The donations were part of an effort to build relationships with these powerful officials and potentially head off legal challenges over how Juul promoted and sold its vaping products. But the company's approach may be backfiring. 39 states announced late last month that they'll investigate whether Juul's early viral marketing efforts illegally targeted teens and made misleading claims about the nicotine levels in its devices. Juul says it's working to earn the trust of society by working with various government officials. A slow-moving storm system is expected to arrive in the Inland Empire late today and could start dropping rain tonight, according to the National Weather Service. The system will bring a chance of rain throughout the two counties until Friday afternoon, with the most widespread rainfall expected on Tuesday and Wednesday, forecasters said. Snow levels will drop to around 7,000 feet on Wednesday and Thursday. Light rain could fall this evening throughout the counties, but the first significant showers aren't expected until Tuesday morning, according to the NWS. There will also be a chance of thunderstorms everywhere except the Coachella Valley on Tuesday and Thursday. High temperatures today could reach 72 degrees in Riverside, 72 in the San Gorgonio Pass, 73 in the Coachella Valley, 67 in Temecula, and 70 in Hemet. Highway construction along Interstate 10 between Banning and Cabazon will resume today, and Caltrans advised motorists to be prepared for lane and ramp closures during the nighttime and early morning hours throughout the week. The I-10 pavement rehabilitation project, dubbed the I-10 Tune-Up, is a three-phase project spanning nearly 20 miles from Pennsylvania Avenue in Beaumont to the Highway 111 interchange in Palm Springs. Daytime work, which is restricted to the eastbound center median, is scheduled daily from 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, between 8th Street in Banning and Main Street in Cabazon, and includes no lane closures, according to Caltrans. But lane closures could possibly bring each direction down to one lane at times between Banning and Cabazon from 7 p.m. to 6:30 a.m., Monday through Friday, where crews will be working in the center median as well as doing shoulder work.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.